Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It. Mom. Mom wants to know when I'm going to be done tonight. I told her that we were just getting started. And now,
Roger, do the intro. That was your cue to start talking. We can talk about this after the show.
She wasn't mad. She just kind of wanted to know. And I think maybe because she made.
Hey, everybody! It's Stick It with Mr. Biggs. Welcome to the show.
It's welcome once again to Stick It. Here he is, the man.
Yeah.
In the know. About all things that glue.
Yeah.
Stick It.
It's Mr. Biggs.
Listen, regarding your mom, tell her to just slow her roll a little bit. Cool your jets, ma'am. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think she was mad. I think she made some banana bread.
Yeah.
And I think she wants me to come over and have some before it gets...
Tell her that you'll be there when you're there, and now is podcast time.
Well, I mean, there's a certain, you know, when it's warm... And the chocolate chips are still kind of melty. And
yeah.
You put a little squirty cream over it. That's like the perfect, that's a sweet spot, I think. She was just wondering if I was going to get back in time.
Tell her to put a tea towel in a ceramic bowl and put the loaf of banana bread into the ceramic bowl and then fold the tea towel over the top. That will keep the heat and moisture in. And keep it nice and toasty for when you arrive, when we're done with the podcast. It's a podcast about glues and adhesives. And we haven't done it yet, Roger. I can wait till the end of the show.
Do you want me to call her right now or wait? Should I? Because that's a good tip. But if she does it too late.
No, just give her the tip when you're there after the show.
Might be a little...
Glues and adhesives, all kinds of questions. People send them in to BiggsCast@gmail.com. This is Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs.
I didn't say Stick It. I just said, what did I say? I said, the man in the know with all things to glue. Regardless, it's time for Stick It with Mr. Biggs. Here he is. Here he is, Mr.
Yeah.
Biggs.
I'm already here, Roger. Let's move it on to the next one. Which, by the way, I'll have you know, is breaking news.
Ooh, yeah.
This time, the story comes to us on the show from Dateline Somerton, Arizona. Vandals have targeted a park in Somerton, damaging playground equipment and closing it down at Council Avenue Park. Mm. The slide at the playground... that suffered damage three separate times, starting since July, according to City of Somerton Parks and Recreation Director
Sergio Davalos. Go on.
Parts had to be ordered to replace the slide, which wasn't under warranty and will cost about $1,000. On the slide, there was a small hole like someone hit it with a hammer.
Oh, dear.
If the public has any information that can help, please call Somerton Police Department, Davalos said. Dave Davalos.
So we should, do we have that number? We can give out the number, and if anybody knows about some, you know, gang of toughs vandalizing parks with hammers.
Nothing says neighborhood tough more than a guy walking around with a hammer.
Somebody somewhere must have seen something.
Well, Roger, I'd like for you now to pick up your smart telephone, and I want you to look up the phone number for the Somerton Police Department, because Sergio said if the public has any information that can help, they should call. Right. And I have information that can help. I'm going to tell them how to stick it.
Stick it.
All right.
Let's stick it with Mr. Biggs.
I'm right here. I'm with you.
The city funds could be spent on so many other things. So many other things than a ridiculous replacement cost for a plastic slide.
I've got it. I've got the number. The chief of police is Jeffrey T. Cavender. He's the chief of police in Somerton, Arizona.
All right.
And the number is 928-722-7300. Or if you'd like to send them a fax, is that? We'll skip the fax.
Yeah.
And we'll just say.
Well, Roger, do me a favor. Call that number and tell him to go to askmrbiggs.com and tell him to download the show that we're doing right now. Because I'm going to explain to him how he doesn't have to spend $1,000 to fix the slide. I got the idea right here.
Okay.
I'm going to share it right now.
You're going to go ahead. I'll be right with you.
You're going to make the call, right?
I'm going to call right now, and you explain. You're going to talk about how to fix the slide. Is that what you're going to talk about?
Around the hole that the vandals punched with the hammerhead, you're going to cut out that hole with a jigsaw and make it square, a square hole. It's going to be bigger than the original hole, but it's going to be more uniform and easier to patch. And if you find that the hole cracks at the corners of the square, just take a drill and drill a circular hole at the end of those cracks. That will stop the high-density polyethylene plastic from continuing to crack.
At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 22 hours, 41 minutes, 45 seconds.
Did you misdial, Roger?
Universal time, 3 hours, 41 minutes.
That's okay.
U.S. Naval Observatory. I don't. Master
Clock. That's not the right number, Roger.
22 hours, 42 minutes, exactly.
We've got. No. Okay. This is what I'll do. I'll try. I'll double check the number.
After you've cut out this square where the hole was, you're going to cut another square a little bit bigger than the hole in the slide. You're going to cut it out of a 5-gallon drum made of HDPE. Take an old one that you're not used anymore. Use the jigsaw. Cut a little bit bigger hole. A square out of the side of the 5-gallon high-density polyethylene drum. Take a little bit of sandpaper. I'm going to recommend 150 grit. Sand up them edges. Make it nice and rough. And sand the edges around the slide hole as well, because we're gonna patch that up.
Somerton
Police Department.
Somerton Police. I don't think anybody's there. I think they're.
Can you leave a message?
Yeah.
Leave a message, Roger. Tell them to tune in to the podcast.
Yes. Hello. If you want to learn more about repairing the slides at the parks,
Council Avenue Park.
Council Avenue Park and other parks that may have been damaged by the Gang of Toughs. Tune in to
Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
Listen to Stick It with Mr. Biggs. You can find it at askmrbiggs.com. All right. Okay. I'm good. Go ahead.
All right. So once you sand the edges around the patch, you're going to heat that patch up with a propane torch. Because most quality slides, have a curvature in them. They're like a semi-cylinder. You know what I'm talking about, Roger?
Oh, sure. The curvy, swoopy. Yeah.
So your patch has to match that curvature. So you're going to warm that high-density polyethylene patch up with a propane torch. Just run it over it. Don't keep it in one place too long because you don't want it to melt and you don't want it to scorch. And once pliable, just put it into the slide so it matches the curvature of it, and then wait 10, 15 seconds for it to cool. Once it matches, I want you to put it over that hole. Whip out your Mr. Sticky's Polybonder, available at most home stores. A lot of sporting goods stores carry Mr. Sticky's because those kayak guys like to use it to fix up their kayaks after they hit a rock.
Hmm.
So put some Mr. Stickies on the patch and place that over the hole and hold it there. Maybe put some strips of duct tape around it Keep it in place. And orange cones around the slide so the youngsters don't go on it while it's curing.
Like a safety measure. Safety.
Yeah, you don't want kids sliding down a slide that's got a big pothole. Halfway down, they're going to rip the dungarees, Roger.
Now, should we have, like, maybe some sort of, like, a crossing guard there, something with a vest and a flashlight and a cap, maybe keeping an eye on it during the daylight hours when kids are...
I think the orange cones and maybe a strongly worded sign would probably do the job just fine. Put a strongly worded, printed out sign at the bottom of the slide and maybe another one up at the top in case somebody didn't heed it and climbed up to the top with the intention of sliding down. You can make the sign say, "Attention, youngsters! This slide has been compromised by vandals. We don't know who they are, but we're looking for them, and we intend to bring them to justice. In the meantime, we've taken measures to repair this slide using a high-density polyethylene patch from a 5-gallon drum. The colors don't match exactly, but I think you will find that when it is complete, the repair will yield just as much fun as the pre-damaged slide. In the meantime, avoid all use of the slide, and please stay away until it is deemed clear by the City of Somerton Parks and Recreation Department, Sergio Davalos." And then put that in, like, in bold lettering.
Okay, so that's all supposed to be in one sign? That's,
yeah.
Because that's a lot. That's a big sign. Maybe something
you might have
like...
to adjust your font size so it all fits on there. But, yeah, put it on there and tell the... It's just basically it's telling the kids don't use the slide until it's fixed.
Right, maybe
if,
that
if,
sign...
If you've got a slow kid, if you've got a kid that's dumb... The adult should be there with him at the park anyway, and the adult should say, "That sign means don't use the slide, dummy."
Well, I mean, maybe that's what the – I mean, maybe if you just said, "Caution, please stay off slide," that should cover it, right? None of the talk of polymers.
I believe in giving all the information that is required so that people have all the information they need to – make their own decisions. And if your dumb kid still wants to use the slide after learning all of it, well, that's natural selection at work there, Roger. I say, don't keep the information from the youngsters. Let them know, and then they can make their own decisions. And if they end up with ripped tough skins, then tough skins.
I just wanted to jump in and mention that Mr. Sticky's Poly Bonder 30GR manual mix is currently unavailable on Amazon.
Go into the kayak shop. Kayaks R Us.
And, right.
They've got a full supply of Mr. Stickies.
Okay.
Just walk up to the guy at the counter and say, "Hey, I'm looking for some Mr. Stickies." And if he offers to sell you weed, be specific and say, "No, I'm looking for Mr. Sticky's Poly Bonder because I'm looking to glue some high-density polyethylene." And he'll say, "Oh, I thought you were looking to buy marijuana. Here it is. Have a good day, sir."
And if they're giggling a lot, just take your stuff and go.
Yeah, the guys in the kayak shop are always very...
giggly. They're giggly. Often an open bag of Funyuns on the counter.
They seem to have a good time there. Can't imagine. I mean, it's a seasonal activity. I don't know why. It's open year-round. But they're always doing business. Yep. There's always people coming in.
In and out.
No, that's a different place.
Are you ready to deal with an email?
Yeah, go ahead and grab that mail sack.
All right, let's jump into the mail sack and see what we've got for an email. Of course, you sent that to bigscast@gmail.com. Caleb in Virginia sent that to bigscast@gmail.com. It's a short one, which we love. It says, "Dear Mr. Biggs, my Uber driver recently told me I should waterproof a cabinet underneath the kitchen sink by sealing the edges with caulk I got it that time. Kalk. Kalk. Kalk.
Good job, Roger. You've been practicing.
Waterproof the cabinet underneath the kitchen sink by sealing the edges with kalk and then pouring lots of Minwax polyurethane on the cabinet floor. Is this a good idea? Is this a good idea? Caleb in Virginia is asking about Minwax polyurethane.
Minwax polyurethane is for floors. It's not for inside of your sink cabinet. So, no, it's not a good idea. Caleb, who told you to do this?
One of his Uber drivers told him that.
Uber drivers?
The guys that you can call and they can come give you a ride.
Oh, you mean like the taxi cabs?
Well, it's a little different. Yeah. They're all like independent contractors.
Yeah, I know that you use your computer to call them, and they come and they pick you up, and then they drop you off somewhere.
Yeah, for a fee.
Yeah. Oh, geez, what are you doing listening to an Uber driver when if you're looking for advice about home repair? You don't turn to a guy who spends his day driving around people to go get their methamphetamine and dropping off shut-ins at their doctor's appointments. That's not a guy who knows what to do. He's telling you to put Minwax on wood.
We're not talking about a wood floor. We're just talking about bare wood.
Underneath the kitchen sink. Listen, don't be taking advice from Uber drivers. They have made so many mistakes in their lives leading up to that moment that they are not to be trusted. In fact, I think some of them might be felons. I'm not saying for sure. They look awfully shifty the times that I've seen them, and I would not trust them with my home repair. So, if you've got an issue with your sink underneath and you're looking to waterproof it, instead of pouring Minwax all over the place, which is just a waste of polyurethane, if you ask me, what you need to do is make sure it's dried out completely, because if you had a leak underneath there that you were worried about, you got to get it nice and dry before you treat the surface with anything. So first, fix the leak.
How do you do that? Say it's a porous wood. How do you get it dry?
You fix the leak is what you do, Roger. You stop the flow of water.
Okay.
I would explain to the listeners how to fix the leak. Unfortunately, this podcast is called Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs.
And the
and it does not fall underneath the heading of the show where I talk about glues and adhesives and things like that. So I'm going to leave that up to the Plummet podcast, which may or may not exist.
Right.
You should go find it and then find out how to stop the leak.
I bet you Wally, from Wally's might be have a good podcast with Plummet.
But hey, listen, if he's got a podcast, you should listen to it because Wally knows his business.
Well, it's good promotion.
We'll have to give Wally a call and see if he wants to do a companion podcast to Stick It.
Or a segment, maybe a plumbing segment.
Hey, Wally, give me a call. We'll hook you up. I got a couple extra cassette tapes. We'll get you in the studio and we'll lay down some tracks. Anyway, after your leak is fixed and you open up the cabinet there underneath your sink, put a fan underneath there, get it nice and dry now that the leak is gone.
Nice flow of air.
Yeah. Leave it for like 12 hours or so just to make sure that it's absolutely as dry as possible. Because the underside of sinks and the inside of the cabinetry is not quality wood. I don't care how much money you spent on that new cabinet refacing project in your kitchen. The inside of the cabinets, especially underneath the sink, they're using crap wood for that area down there. Even if it looks really nice on the outside, underneath the sink, crap wood. Usually some really low-grade particle board or chip board. The kind of wood that the second that it gets wet, it just swells up and falls into mush.
The kind of wood they make out of sawdust.
So after that's all dried out, and there's no hint of moisture anymore, you're going to want to grab some leftover latex paint from one of your painting projects. and just paint the inside of that cabinet and get every bare surface of particle board covered up with some latex. After it dries, that's going to make a nice solid water barrier that's not going to allow any more moisture to get in, causing the swelling.
Huh. I'm going to make a little note of that and touch on that when you're done answering.
It's a good idea to always save your leftover paint from your painting projects. You never know when you're going to need that little bit that was left over in the gallon can. This is a perfect project for something like that. But you're not done yet. The crap wood that they put on the inside of the cabinets, the joinery's not going to be real nice. It's not going to meet up with the edges real well. So I agree with your Uber driver in that sense. You should lay down a bead of caulk around the edges to make sure. It's not so much about the water. I'm more concerned about pest intrusion and insect.
Oh, wow.
Insects getting in, because that is a very dark, dank place. And you just want it all nice and sealed up.
The roaches and silverfish love that kind of stuff.
We want them out of there. We want a nice, moisture-inert environment to keep your moldy kitchen brushes and sponges in. And this will do it up nice. Just caulk up them corners and joints and then let that dry. And then put all the toxic chemicals back in. And you'll be good to go, Caleb.
Now, okay, back to my questions. So you're saying if you have a let me check my note. If you have latex paint and you painted all the surfaces under there with your latex paint, that acts as a sealant on all that wood in there?
Yeah, you might have to put a couple of coats on, but latex paint is it's kind of rubbery when it's all done. It really gets in there, especially if you're using old latex paint from an old project.
Really?
It's going to be nice and gummy and thick, and you're not that concerned about the appearance. It's under your sink.
After that, then you do the caulking.
Yeah, let that paint dry first. Let it dry a real good long time, and then you come in and lay down a bead of caulk.
So there's really no reason not to do that under every sink in your house. It's just a good idea.
It's a fantastic idea, especially if you've got lots of leaks and you want to be able to contain them. You don't want leaks, though, so don't have leaks. Fix the leaks first, then do this.
But if a leak were to arise, it will leak into an area that's better prepared to handle a leak.
True. And then the water's going to dribble out the front and out onto your floor, and now you got a different kind of mess to deal with. Black mold, Roger. Once that wood gets wet, it's just going to harbor mold, and it's going to... You think that your kitchen sponges stink? Ugh, it's going to be bad. It could kill you. You know what they say about black mold, Roger? It's the silent killer.
I thought that was high blood pressure.
I forget what the slogan for black mold is, but it is, it's not good stuff. Black mold, it's not good stuff. Get rid of the black mold. It's not good stuff.
Stick it.
It's what they say.
I'll look that up. I'll do a YouTube search for the.
Hey, Roger, tell people where they can send in their questions for the show.
Black Mold Council.
Yeah. Tell them.
Biggscast@gmail.com is the email address.
Biggscast@gmail.com.
And, of course, visit our website. AskMrBiggs.com.
That's it. You got it.
You got your Facebook link. You've got Twitter link. You got the email address once again. And is there do we talk about Patreon on this, or is this, that's not something we do?
Stick it.
Well, some of you listeners support us on Patreon, and that's the only reason we can keep doing Stick It with Mr. Biggs. I want to thank Sahara Schaefer, Antonio Gorgel, and also some guy named Jason. Just says Jason. No last name. Huh. Well, anyway, if you want to support the show, too, head on over to AskMrBiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
After we thank them patrons, we say goodbye, and that's all that's left. Join us next time on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, Stick It. Did you want to come over and have some banana bread?
Oh, yes, please, and a squeeze of thank you, and yes, ma'am, I'd like to have some. Oh, that stuff is good. It's good stuff.
Stick it.
She's not going to squeeze you.
Yeah.